Coast Radio News for Monday, August 17th, 2020. I'm George Henry. With the coast already under extreme fire conditions, the hot weather that hit on Saturday exacerbated the situation. Operations Chief for Sayusaw Valley Fire and Rescue and Western Lane Ambulance, Matt House, said early Saturday crews responded to six different calls of drooping trees on power lines with the potential of starting fires. He said one was in the Ada area, and he had to ask the Oregon Department of Forestry to assist with that one. Temperatures in the mid to high 80s in some parts of the coast, along with 2 weeks without any significant rainfall, caused the trees to droop. House said that after the six early calls, he sent rolling patrols around the district to try to ward off any additional emergencies. Sunday continued to be warm along the coast with temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. There is a slight chance of rain later in the week, with most days in the low 70s. Since Friday, the COVID-19 pandemic has claimed another five people, including a 73-year-old Lane County woman with underlying health conditions. The coronavirus has now claimed a total of 388 people in the state. New reported cases for Lane County since Friday is 14, for a total of 625. There are currently 22 people considered infectious and one hospitalization in the county. Statewide, the count of new cases is 987, which includes numbers from Friday through Sunday. There has now been 23,262 cases to date. The price of lumber, as well as the availability of some wood products, has taken a hit during the pandemic. Since the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak and the subsequent shutdown of the economy, prices on items like plywood have seen a 40% increase here in Florence. Lumber and treated lumber have also seen the same increases. A 4x8 sheet of plywood averaged around $13 just a short time ago and now is at or above the $20 mark at retailers in Florence. Two of the problems with availability is the supply chain has been severely cut back, as well as production. This evening at 6:30, the Sayuslaw School District will be hosting a back-to-school forum via a Zoom conference. The meeting will be discussing the upcoming school year, and parents and students will have the opportunity to ask questions. The Zoom conference details and a link to the meeting are available at the district's website at sayuslaw.k12.or.us. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, August 17th, 2020.